97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I'm so glad that Fred, our producer, booked this interview. He's the host of the Hollywood and Toto podcast, Christian Toto. Thank you so much for coming on today. We appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure.
All right. I saw the Superman movie Saturday. I wanted to see it really bad. I thought to myself, I've been waiting for so long. This movie better be good. It better not let me down. I get there with my wife. I got my popcorn. I got my drinks. I got the candy I snuck in. And I'm sitting there watching it. And several times I looked over to my wife and I said, this is just, it's not as good as I thought it was going to be. I was let down by this movie. So I wanted to get your thoughts on the Superman movie. What did you think?
I was let down as well. Listen, there's a high bar here. Both the character is iconic. The original Christopher Reeve movie was darn near perfect and is still darn near perfect. You watch it again, it holds up beautifully. And I was thinking, this is the movie that they're hanging the entire DC Comics franchise on, the reboot. They're going to bring out their A-game. And I think the casting choices were rock solid. I have no problem there. It's certainly a sillier, more kid-friendly story. I guess that's an option, a choice. It's not as dark and brooding as what we've seen in recent years. But the story's a mess. It's, you know, it's the kind of movie you watch. It's moderately entertaining because there's a lot of stuff happening on screen. And then you go home and you think about it, go, well, that was dumb and that didn't make sense. And that's silly. And that plot hole is a mile wide. And that really could have been much better. Or, I mean, it just disintegrates with just a mild examination. But while you watch the movie, it's just not very good. It doesn't have momentum. And even the things that do work, Lois and Clark, they have a nice little chemistry going. The film really abandons it. Doesn't it kind of touches on it and then moves on. And, you know, the Lex Luthor, don't even get me started on the dog. And I'm a dog person, but having a CGI dog being so critical to the story, you do that in Superman 8 when you completely run out of ideas. I know it's canon. I know, you know, Krypton the dog exists. I get that. But just come on. That's just... and there's, you know, this canon breaking stuff, and I don't get too geeky into that. It doesn't work for me, but it's just a lackluster story. The script didn't have the whimsy I wanted. I could go on and on.
Yeah. And I got to say, let me mention this. People listening, I'm going to try my best not to spoil anything because I want to make sure that people have a chance to see it if they want to see it. So if I spoil anything, I apologize ahead of time. But Here I was watching this, and I have a few thoughts that really went through my mind. One, they spent too much time trying to give us a backstory of two fictional countries that don't exist that are fighting. I thought you could have summed this up in two sentences as opposed to spending 10 minutes throughout the course of a two-hour movie trying to give us the ins and outs of two fictional countries that don't exist, that don't like each other. One, two.
Yeah,
Iggy Pop at the end. They have the Iggy Pop song at the end. That was pretty cool. So... you know, I'm a rock star or whatever, or punk star or whatever the song, but I like that. I like the dog. I thought the dog was a nice little addition, but here's the part that I really didn't like about it. You have Superman in this movie. I don't know how old he is, late 20s maybe. So he is working in Metropolis. He's got the job at the newspaper. He's a full grown adult and he acts like a teenage child that mentally speaking, like he has the maturity of a teenager and is going through these mental struggles like a teenager would, but he's a full-grown adult that should have a little bit more maturity because he's Superman. And throughout the whole course of the movie, I keep thinking to myself, he is such a wimp. Like, he's a punching bag that's so ineffective, and everyone else around him's the hero. And here he is like an emo goth kid in the 90s, just like, oh, everything's so weird around me, and I don't know what to do, and I don't know what to think. But he's Superman, so I was so thrown off and disappointed by that.
Yeah, I don't disagree with any of that. I completely agree. And there's even more things we could dig into. It's, you know, listen, at the end of the day, it's a comic book movie and we are adults and maybe we're missing something. But you know what? There have been some really great comic book movies that have been delightful for kids and great for adults. Like Governor Iron Man, the Guardians of the Galaxy, I thought the first one was just wonderful. We can go on and on about these movies when they are good and successful and smart and interesting. And they're still fun for the whole family, and they're still engaging, and they still have silly people, you know, dressing up in tights, you know, shooting laser beams from their eyes. It's still a kind of a kiddie concept, but they've done it really well. They've built an entire, you know, the, I mean, movies are basically kept alive by the superhero franchises. And then you watch this and it just collapses on any sort of cursory glance. And yeah, I mean, this is not a compelling story. And, you know, it's funny, I kind of lost track that they used the classic John Williams score. But you need that when there's some sort of heroic lump in your throat moment, when the hero is saving the day, when something amazing is happening on screen. And I thought, I didn't see anything amazing happening on that screen, so I don't even know why they bother queuing up that music. It's just, yeah. And having said all this, there are a lot of people I respect, who disagree aggressively with both you and I. And, you know, good for them. They enjoyed the movie. I didn't. That's where art is subjective. But I almost think this will be a little bit like The Phantom Menace, where people who say they loved it today, maybe in 10 years, look back and say, yeah, very good. I just wanted to like it so badly.
I know. I wanted it too so bad. Christian Toto, host of the Hollywood in Toto podcast. Something else too about Superman in this movie. I came off of watching Superman and Lois on the CW network, and I really enjoyed that series. You had a Superman character there that I thought was fantastic. And the thing I really liked about it in the television series that was just right before this movie came out, it wrapped up on the CW, is that he was, it explored the aspect of him being a dad. He had two teenage boys and he was married. And I so related to that side of it. And then when I saw this movie and after, I'm trying to think back at it, I'm like, maybe I just don't relate to a teenager that has all these mental conflicts and the internal conflicts going on that the rest of the world can't see. And I thought, why are they making a movie where I can't relate to Superman? And the Lex Luthor side of it, maybe we got to talk about that too. I'll tell you, I didn't like he was so one-dimensional, which is a lot of these modern superhero movies, you can at least understand the side the bad guy's coming from. Like they'll bring up an argument and they'll say, you know, I kind of see where he's coming from there. He's wrong, but I can see where he's coming from. There was not a moment that you even sympathized or saw where Lex Luthor was coming from. It was driven by pure hatred, and I thought that was just so lazy. It could have been so much better.
I agree. You know, listen, even Thanos, which, I mean, is a spectacular screen villain.
Yes.
He wanted to save resources and thought that humanity couldn't really exist in its current form, and that if he wiped out half the world or half the universe, that people could live in a better place. I mean, as twisted and warped as it is, there was some sort of odd logic to it. But Nicholas Hoult is a good actor. I think he did the best he possibly could. But again, this is not a well-written movie. It's just not. And that, you know, another thing, there was a sports reporter in New York who just blasted it in this monologue that went viral. And also, the movie really kind of sends Superman into a prison-like situation for a long time on screen. It's a minor spoiler, but, you know. And I'm thinking, you know, you just basically kind of put Superman on a shelf. And even I want to go back to Lois and Clark, because they have a moment together. They've got a bond. I think there's some chemistry there. And then that part of the movie is jettisoned in a way. And, you know, when you watch the original Superman with Christopher Reeve, that was the heart and soul of that entire film. And, of course, he spins the globe around to change time, because he's trying to save his love. I mean, it's a beautiful, crazy, super heroic effort. And there's nothing like that here. It's just not.
Yep. Yeah. Some of this else that we find during this movie is that when so many people love a movie and you feel the opposite, how do you defend that? Because I don't want to bring politics into this, but before the movie, I apologize. I cut out there for a second. Sometimes the computer does that to me. Are you still there, Christian?
But, yeah, I am. I didn't hear your question.
But basically, I find that when you have $100 million marketing budget, that they have to put up some defense mechanisms in case there are some valid criticisms, and they set up this, you must be a hardcore, crazy conservative if you don't like this, as a defense mechanism. And I thought that was lousy too.
It was lousy. It was unnecessary. Listen, they've spent like a year promoting this film, and it's been positive and upbeat and sentimental at times. And we can't wait for you to watch this movie, which is exactly what the marketing should be. And then literally at the 11th hour, director James Gunn makes it political, brings up immigration and says, screw them to anyone who disagrees. It was stunning. And you could be a cynical and say, listen, he was trying to get the media on his side. so that when stories come up about the movie, they would frame it in a very positive way, because that's how the media often reacts. So I just don't understand why he did that. It just seemed very short-sighted, but I guess that's Hollywood.
Yeah. All right. So if people wanted to read some of your reviews or listen to your podcast, things like that, people need to find you. Where can they go?
My website is HollywoodInToto.com. And you can find the Hollywood In Toto podcast on Rumble and YouTube and iTunes and most podcast providers.
Yep. Okay. You're probably used to this, having opinions on movies and things that may go against the grain. I found that when I was telling people I didn't like this movie, I couldn't find anyone else that actually disliked it like I did. Everyone else loved it. And I thought, maybe I'm the crazy one here.
that's the beauty of movies. And I love arguing about them and going back and forth. And I think if we're arguing from a good place, there's nothing wrong with that. We saw flaws, other people didn't. And, you know, this is an optimistic hero. It's lighter than the previous films. There are some good scenes. There are some good beats. So I don't deny that. That's just overall disappointing for me.
Yep. Yeah, I'll tell you, when my kid gets old enough, I'll show it to him. He's 10. He's, I think, a little bit young. But eventually, you know, he'll want to see this. I'll watch it with him. I might enjoy it seeing him enjoy it. But me as an adult that knows better, I didn't enjoy it. But there could be a different context where this might be better. All right, Christian Toto, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Toto, his podcast, Christian Toto, Hollywood In Toto podcast. You can look it up, Hollywood In Toto. Just do a quick search and you'll be able to get to it right there. And okay, I am not the only one. I told so many people around the office, talking to them about this. Oh, I just didn't like it. I was talking about some of the reasons, and I couldn't find anyone else that felt the same way I did. So I feel a little bit vindicated that I'm not alone in all of this.